From a lack of a filter to unhinged lunacy, we ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
I knew I didn't make this up. I knew it. And now it's time for you to judge me, and that's okay. Is Anna Zapp out of line? I'm Anna Zapp. All right, Raven is on vacation. Producer John is here. We were in a meeting last week, and I had said, I don't know what we were talking about, but I'm like, she's an A-list friend. And all the guys in the room, our bosses and producer John, looked at me like I had grown a second head. You were like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, she's an A-list. She's like one of my best friends versus the B-list and the C-list. And I didn't realize that I'm one of the only people that did this. And I wonder if I am. But I put my friends in the tier system.
It's really so nice. It's just, you know, just a steady stream of judgment happening in real time at every interaction you have with every single person that you talk to.
What do you think about this? So I started Googling it because I'm like, I can't be the only person that does this. Like, you have your friends that are on the A-list. They're your best friends. Then I have the B-list and the C-list. And it kind of just puts people where they are. So I Googled
where they belong. It puts them where they belong.
It's just,
Anna.
It's like a mental kind of thing. And I started Googling it. And there was a woman that wrote about this years ago. I found her on the internet. And she kind of perfectly said it. She calls it the tier system to organize your friends. She has it as in three tiers. Tier three is the space for the people that you've met casually or briefly and you had a special rapport. You don't know them well, but you're always happy to see them. You're curious about who they are and they could become good friends or not. Either way, it's okay. If you never see them again, that's fine. And if you see them occasionally, that's cool too. Makes perfect sense to me. Tier two friends. These are people that you know well. You see them frequently or every day, and they might appear as like your closest of friends. But there's something that prevents you from feeling deeply intimate with them. It could be trust. It could be personal differences. But most likely, it's just a chemistry that defines the explanation.
See, it's funny because that first one, the C tier or the three tier, that one sounded nice. I was like, okay, I get it. There's people like that in my life. B tier starting to sound a little judgy. B tier starting to say like, yeah, you know, they could, but there's just, they don't have that. Oh, that it, that, you know, what the French call the je ne sais quoi.
Oh, okay. All right, look at you. All right, and then there's the tier one people, according to these people that I found on the internet.
Yeah.
Tier one people are the people who, whether you see them regularly or once every 30 years, you share some intimate, profound territory with, and there is no return. They occupy a place in your life that is unique. They can irritate you, infuriate you, disappoint you, but they are yours. You're blessed with them and stuck with them. This woman put into words exactly what goes on in my head when I put my friends in the friendship tier, the A-list, the B-list, the C-list, except she calls them tiers. And I think everybody in some way, shape, or form does this exact thing.
Have you ever like consciously bumped somebody down a tier? I'd be curious to hear about that. Like, what does somebody have to do? Like, have they ever like done something stupid, given you a bad gift? And in your head, you're just like, demoted.
No, not Well, that's not true. Actually, that's not true. It would never have anything to do with gifts or anything material like that. But I'm also one of those people that, like, if you really disappoint me or betray me, I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget. And in my head, you just went from A-list to B-list, and that's, like, kind of the end of it. And I never will say it out loud to them.
Right.
But in my mind, I kind of know that.
Because that would be unkind.
So, go ahead. Judge me right now, 1-800-330-9999, because all these guys think that I've lost my mind by doing this, but do you put your friends in the tier list, the A-list, the B-list, the C-list, or am I wrong? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. In a meeting last week, I had mentioned, oh, one of my friends, you know, she's an A-list friend, and producer John and the other guys on the show looked at me like I had lost my mind because I said there was an A-list. There are such things as friendship tiers. Like, you have your friends that are in tier one, tier two, tier three, the A-list, B-list, C-list.
I'm just saying nobody puts that fine of a point on it. Like, do you have an Excel spreadsheet at home? Is this something that you like update regularly?
No, but I do think that it's not wrong to do that. I think you know where your friends lie and you kind of put them in these tiers. Am I out of line for that? 1-800-330-9999. Brittany, what do you think? Am I out of line?
I mean, I think we all kind of naturally do that, but as long as you're not, like, telling your friends which tier they're on, whether they've, like, moved a tier up or down, I think would be a little, like, intense.
Yeah, right. No, I never tell people what tier they're in. That's ridiculous. There's just ways that you put people in your head. You kind of rank them in the importance of your life. I think everybody does that, whether or not you want to admit it or not.
No, and that's fair. And you know what? I mean, I'm not as, of course, I do it too. I'm not as organized about it, but I am not as organized as at anything as much as you are. So there's that too.
Heather, am I out of line because I put my friends in tears? I think everybody does this, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'll let you know something else. I even put him in tears in my phone. Like, if you're in my phone and there's a letter Z in front of your name, you done did me wrong, and I'm not answering when you text.
Oh, my gosh, that's next level. Anna, you have to do that now.
Well, I wouldn't put the Z. I just have my favorites. Like, there's the people that I'll always answer that they're labeled favorites. I never thought about putting people on the do not answer
list.
Yeah,
no, but, like, she's just banished them to the bottom of the contact list. I love it. It's like throwing them into the pit of despair from The Princess Bride. That's hysterical. I love that.
Travis, what do you think? Putting friends in tears. Am I out of line?
No, I mean, everybody does it. We've done it since we were, like, kids. You're my best friend. No, you're my super best friend. And so now that we're adults now, it's just like, okay, you get great attention. And then next after that, you not so much. It's okay. It's all good.
True. You have your you get your BFF, and you get your BFF forever. And you kind of, I mean, when you get those necklaces, what you're doing is the broken heart where the other one is the other piece. You're saying to the world, this is my first level tier friend. This is my A-list friend.
That's the whole point of the friendship bracelet. In fact, we've been encouraged to do this since grade school. It's sure. Just a natural order of things.
Sean, what do you think? Putting your friends in tears. Am I out of line?
I don't think it's wrong. And listen, we could label it as putting our friends in tears, but really they put themselves in those tears. You know, like, which of our friends are reliable? Which of our friends are going to be there? Which of our friends do things for us sometimes without asking? Like, this is how I think the tears kind of get placed. So, no, I don't think it's wrong at all. I think that there are certain sections of friends that I'm very close with, and there's other sections of friends who are like, you know, let's go grab coffee, and then, you know, I won't talk to you for 2 months.
That's right. All those D-tier level friends, they did it to themselves. It's their fault.
They're very nice people. I just don't see them often.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I think I'm right. Do you agree now? Am I out of my mind? Am I out of line?
I see the point. Yes. And you know what? You're right. We all do kind of subconsciously do it. I guess I've just never heard anybody like really have a system in place before.
So one of my good friends, I would call her my A-level friends, my tier one friends, Lisa Lampanelli.
I mean, you better because you're talking about it on the air.
Yeah. She's the former Queen of Mean comedian. And she had a whole different perspective on this when I brought it up to her. It's coming up next. Is Anna Zapp out of line? That's me. So if you missed it earlier, we were talking about the fact that producer John, producer Sean, and all our coworkers think it's obnoxious that I put my friends in tears, that I have an A-list, a B-list, a C-list, and a D-list of friends.
I love that.
Lisa Lampanelli is...
A-list.
A-list. The former Queen of Mean, former comedian, failed life coach. Yeah. And one of my best friends. So, Lisa, you learned early on that I do this. And I remember your face when I said, like, no, she's a C-level. You were like, what are you talking about?
I know. I thought you first meant C-level as in S-E-A. So I was like, what does that mean? She lives at the C? And then you're like, no, I, like, really have friends that I tear up. And I'm like, makes sense.
Right. So everyone thinks that it's rude and it's obnoxious. I think that it's not a matter of like how much I like you. It's just how close you are with somebody.
100%.
So if you're A-list friend, like if you call me, say, I need you to come to my house right now, mm-hmm. I drop everything and
right.
I come. But if it's like a C-level friend that you're not that close to, it might be a little different before I, you know, run around trying to figure out where I'm going to put my kids so I can come help you out.
Right. Well, now you've made it awkward because you clearly see me as an A and you're a strong C.
Okay.
I joke, of course.
I knew it.
You are literally in. This is how I judge my friends. If you're in my favorites list in my phone, it's really short. Those are the people I could call with a actual emotional problem, meaning that to me, that's how I judge my A-list people. If I could call you and say, hey, man, I'm having some really sad thoughts. I have grief. I have trauma I want to talk to you about. That's an A-list friend. That's right. A big deal. An emergency, I don't care. There's cops to call. There's firemen. Mm-hmm. Movers. You can hire people to help you with those things. But to me, an A-list friend is one you can actually call and say, hey, I'm really feeling sad. Something happened. I also heard from a shrink once, which I loved, to divide your friends into peers and patients. And it means peers are people you're kind of equal with on every level, that you're not trying to fix, which is bad anyway. We shouldn't be trying to fix anyone. The patients are people who you kind of go, hey, you know what? I can't go deep with them, but they're good people and I like having them in my life. I'm not going to dump them, but I'm not going to learn anything from them. So a lot of my friends are younger because, you know me, I'm super cute and woke, and I enjoy a youthful energy.
100%.
So some of my 30-year-old friends, some will, but some won't get the deep psychological work you do over the 60 years of your life. And I think that's okay. So I think having that in your head, you know what to expect from them. I saw the best t-shirt that said, accept people where they are, but know where to place them. So, I think you do exactly the right thing.
Right.
You're not saying you hate your C-levels.
No, never in a million years. It's just saying that you kind of know where they fall in your life.
Right.
And that's, and there's nothing wrong with that and acknowledging that.
Right. I think it's a lie if you say everybody's equal. It's just like telling yourself an untruth. And, you know, it's just knowing who you can go to and not be disappointed by.
So now what do I do when I have somebody in an A-list and they put me in a C-list?
Well, having experienced that recently, like 5 minutes ago.
Right.
No, that is a weird one because I always go, there's a few people in my life now that are definitely like C-list or like patient list. I wonder if they think I'm viewing them as an A. But then you go, who cares? I say keep it all a secret. Treat everybody the same.
So I'm not out of line for doing this.
Hell no.
All right. And even though you looked at me crazy the first time I sat next
to you. It was crazy at first. Guys are different with friendship. Women need that weird emotional intimacy that men don't seem to need except from their wife. We got to do this. It's self-preservation. And I'm always right. And you're an A.
Thank you. Lisa Lampanelli. You can follow her on Instagram @LisaLampanelli.